Hello, sports fans. Phil here. Let's go ahead and start our stream, and let's start my ugly mug on that stream. There he is, and look at this. I'm wearing my Florida shirt for the first time in a long time. And welcome, everybody, to our pre-show here for the 28th of March. And I'm going to get over here to the website, which is right there. Hope you had a good weekend. I'm not watching the Academy Awards. Not that I don't like the Academy Awards. I love the Academy Awards, but I'm like, you know, what's changed? Is there something in, it's like I don't really give a shit? I do and I don't. Maybe I know what it is. I haven't really seen a lot of movies. I saw The Power of the Dog. I liked it. I got it. I wasn't offended by it. I thought it was a good movie. And Benedict Cumberbatch is a phenomenal actor. I don't know. I don't know why I didn't want to watch the Oscars this year, but I just didn't. It's not that I don't like movies. I love them. Love them. Watch a lot of them. Am I the kind of guy that watches a lot of old movies? Not that old. I mean, I watch movies that are like 2-3 years old. I like to watch movies again. Some people think that's weird. I don't. I think there's a lot of things you miss the first time around. And I like watching actors. What's up, Thunder? Testing 1-2. So March 28th, let's go back a year like we like to do. I don't know if we could go back 2 years, but I don't like to go back. What else happened this weekend? I mean, on the phone with Jackie a lot, you know, our life together is FaceTime. That's our life together, FaceTime. Get up in the morning, FaceTime, have some coffee. I go out, you know, I'm whatever, shopping. Right now I'm having the back balcony on my house, the struts underneath it redone because there was some dry rot. So that's all getting fixed. I've got a fence that's being fixed. Just shit like that. So I've been talking to my contractor. My guy, Joe. That's what's happening around town. Oh, the reunion, Friday night. Had a blast. Had a lot of fun. I was the MC. It was my job to have guys come up and tell stories from high school years. I kicked off with a few stories. Some were a little unsavory, you know. It was an all-boys high school. Saw a lot of guys. And these reunions, it's one of these things where you're looking at name tags because you don't recognize the face. You look at the name and you go, oh, fuck, it's you, Dick. Or it's, we had a lot of guys, Mike. In the 60s, the name Dick was very common. So there were a lot of guys named Dick. There weren't a lot of Dicks, just a lot of guys named Dick. So I was looking at, and then I was recognized, one of my classmates, great basketball player. He was one of our top basketball players. He's today a Superior Court judge in Santa Barbara. And we had a great time talking about all kinds of shit. The law, his career, what COVID has done to everybody. Another one of my good buddies is an attorney who used to just raise hell out in the left field pavilion at Dodger games. We used to go out there back in the 70s. So, shit like that. March 28th is what I'm looking for here. Okay. Naturally, it's Gene Jabel's Country Music USA. So, once again, we have this Gene Jabel shit. What is this? Oh, this is a Thursday show, so fuck that. Gene Jabel returns, this time with the top country hits that he despises. With every fiber of his being. Why? He didn't sign the axe to management deals when he could have. With every fiber of his being. All right, well, let me look here, because I think this is one of those road shows. It is.
Hey, okay, thanks a lot, Mr. Piscadary. Here's your...
So this is a Florida show. So what I really need to do is go back to before I went to Florida. This time last year I was in Florida. This time last year was the famous "Can I jump in your bag, sir?" shows. Is this a Jay Santos week? Larry Lang Delton. Oh Christ, we already did that motherfucker. Maybe it's time to go back to the year 2020, since we were doing nothing but fucking. Gene Jabel and Lang Delton shit. I'm going to tell you something, just between you and me. And I've done a lot of them because I've been in radio my whole life. Long distance relationships suck ass. And you can't do them indefinitely. You either get together or fuck it. That's how that works. You don't do long distance relationships indefinitely. If anybody has, anybody does, my hat's off to you. I can't see shit. What? Let's see this thing, man. What is this? This is the most bizarre. It says here that I had to reload this show. It was interrupted by a power failure. What? All right, welcome to today's show. It is Monday, the 23rd, and this is an encore show today as it was last Monday. And why is that? Because, as some of you may know, and I think I've alluded to this on the previous...
Get out of here.
March, I don't want March. I think we got to do go to, yeah, this is 2020, okay. This looks pretty funny. David G. Hall gives the thumbs down on a Lang Delton show. Yeah, let's check this out. I'm just going to go on a Lang Delton show.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, listen to this. All right, let's check this shit out, man. There we go. Hello, welcome to this here show. Is this the same shirt I was wearing last night? I can guarantee you this is a different day. Maybe I've been sleeping in this shit, you know. I don't mind telling you that, well, I went to the store today and I kind of, and I'm like, uh-oh, I better, you're supposed to stay 6 feet away anyway. And so there, I got just to make a note on that. Stay 6 feet away.
Early pandemic
stay
shows.
Stay 6 feet.
I love these early pandemic shows, man.
Wait, because the stink is knocking people. What? Why quibble with the truth? All right, so there's that.
Let me see what
travelers need to know. Oh yeah, because I thought I was traveling.
Let's see. Oh God, that's loud, isn't it? Yes, it is. All right, I think I got this. I got it. Thank you very much for enjoying this pre-show. I mean, what can I tell you? My final word on long distance relationships are fucking bullshit. And they do not fucking last unless you eventually... Now, you can't, you know, rush it. You don't want to do that. But, all right, here we go, sports fans. Let's start it, man.